Attack by Salt and resistance by Zayas. Marshal Salt's aim was to finish off the Allies as quickly as possible. He therefore devised a small deceptive manoeuvre to separate the troops from the Allied army. Salt sent Godinot's infantry brigade, Breach's light cavalry, the artillery and four platoons of Vistula Lancers to make a surprise attack across the Albuera River Bridge. This attack was repulsed by the Allied army. At the same time as this event, two brigades of the Dragoons and Werle's infantry brigade deployed a column of 4,000 men and 400 horse to make an attack on the town by the river, prompting Blake, commander of the Allied army, to send reinforcements to the area to support Alton's battalions. With the success of this deception, Soult prepared the real blow by moving his troops to the south with the aim of enveloping the Allied army on the right flank. The advance of these troops was concealed by some olive groves, making it impossible for the Allies to notice until the French cavalry had passed the banks of the Nogales and Chicapierna. After discovering this strategy, General Zayas managed to place four battalions in two lines in order to resist the French army's attacks. Subsequently, Zayas was joined by battalions sent by Blake and Colt to reinforce the defences. After an hour and a half of defence, the Allied troops managed to force the French to retreat temporarily, suffering heavy casualties. Stuart's attack. When the deception was discovered, Stuart and Colborne's troops moved to the flank where the attacks were taking place. With the lines formed, the Spanish troops began to deploy heavy artillery and open fire close to the French lines. After several volleys by the Spanish, Colborne's battalion prepared to begin a bayonet attack on the French troops, which would result in a catastrophe for the Spanish troops. Attack by the Vistula spearmen. With the attack by the Colborne brigade underway, the French cavalry under Latour Maubourg commanded the Vistula lancers to charge the British troops. The bad weather that began to rise at this time meant that the British troops failed to notice the French attack. The result of this attack was a loss of 1,655 men by the British army and the capture of two pieces of artillery and a howitzer. The Spanish takeover. With the failed attack by Colborne's battalion, the lines of the Spanish troops threatened to break. With General Hogtone's British troops in the rear, along with Inglis's 57th, Stuart's 29th and Abercrombie's brigade, the Spaniards began to fall back to bring them into battle. Thinking that this was a retreat, the French General Girard began to mobilize Gazan's troops in order to deal the final blow to the Allied troops. With the British in position, one of the bloodiest firefights against the French troops began.